Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on July 18 regarding Dawn, D-A-W-N, Bellotti, B-E-L-L-O-T-T-I. As per the records provided, Dawn Bellotti was seen at the emergency room on 124-22. Apparently, she reported right knee pain after tripping and falling at work 3 days previously. Period. She took Tylenol the previous day, but none on this particular day. Period. She reports generalized anterior knee pain, but no swelling, numbness, or tingling. Period. Upon exam, there was very minimal swelling compared to the left. Period. There was normal range of motion with no tenderness, deformity, or signs of injury. Period. She had negative anterior and posterior jaw signs. Period. X-rays of the knee showed a large suprapatellar effusion, a mild sparing of the medial tibial spine and medial compartment, and mild sparing of the patella. Period. Soft tissues were within normal limits. Period. There was a well-corticated ossific density anterior to the proximal tibia, which likely represents a partially unfused tibial apophysis, A-P-O-P-H-Y-S-I-S. Period. In paragraph, Ms. Bellotti was then seen on 126-22 by Dr. German, G-E-H-R-M-A-N-N. Period. Her knee had been persistently swollen, and she was concerned about returning to work. Period. Past surgical history was remarkable for left knee arthroscopy in 2009. Period. After examination, Dr. German diagnosed status post fall on the front of her right knee with most likely aggravation of arthritic pain and symptoms causing an effusion. Period. Her knee was drained and corticosteroid was administered. Period. She returned on 2-9-22 reporting attendance at physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. She had an MRI of the knee on 3-2-22 to be inserted here. Period. On 3-28-22, Dr. German performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Follow-up continued post-operatively. Period. Dr. German's last visit was on 6-1-22. Period. She felt very good. Period. She ambulated with a normal, non-antalgic gait. Period. She has good quadriceps tone. Period. She is able to actively contract her quadriceps and straight leg raise with no extensor lag. Period. She could easily flex her knee to 130 degrees. Period. She had no significant effusion and he could not detect any instability or joint line pain. Period. He released her for return to work without any restrictions starting the following day. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions on on 121-22, Dawn Bellotti fell anteriorly onto her right knee while at work. Period. She went to the emergency room 3 days later, where x-rays did not show any acute abnormalities. Period. They did identify some chronic degenerative changes. Period. She quickly came into the orthopedic care of Dr. German. Period. Corticosteroid injection was administered and physical therapy was initiated. Period. She had an MRI of the knee and then surgery, both to be inserted here. Period. She followed up with Dr. German through 6-1-22, by which time she had completed physical therapy. Period. His exam that day was unimpressive. Period. New paragraph. This case will be rated for a diagnosis of medial meniscus tear and loose bodies of the right knee, treated with partial medial meniscectomy. Period. He did note she had some baseline mild arthritis. period. And